You can enjoy this Phoebe, Dave, Bev and Byron catch-up in any location you like. Mantello Motor Group's 72-hour sale is available at three great locations. Roxburgh Park, Fawkner and Sunbury. Over 500 new, demo and used cars must go.
Remember this time yesterday, boys, we were talking about Prince Wills and the fact that he was in trouble all over the world because of that news story that he was apparently flirting with this amazingly hot Australian model. And then it got revealed that she had a boyfriend, her boyfriend was there, and when you looked at the video footage, Wills was just giving her a high five because she passed him a beer. Like,
so
hardly
innocent.
Flirting.
Innocent. Pull it back, mate. You are married.
I know. But I got here and I said, this is not fair. He is clearly innocent and they're making him look guilty.
We might have gone early.
I just needed Wills to get on board with that. It's one thing to get on air and defend him and say, Wills, I get it. You were just buying a beer. And then overnight, all this video footage of him getting dirty and down on a dance floor with two hot women. Dirty dancing. He's cavorting with them. He's got his hands around their waist.
Cavorting?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
So what?
Even a royal expert has got on board. Her name's Katie Nicholl.
What a job.
I know. She's a royal. And she has said it's safe to assume that Kate will be far from happy with this.
Yeah.
And at one stage, apparently, one of the women were performing this sexy dance move, dropping down low in front of him and really going for it. I mean, I've just spent...
He was just high-fiving with his crush. That is just too much.
I spent the show yesterday defending him, and then he goes and gets hot and heavy on a dance floor. Wills, we can't go keep defending you. I mean, you've got enough people in your employ to deal with this. I don't want to have to deal with it too.
I think they were playing the limbo.
Yeah. Do you think? Mm. Have you seen the footage?
No. I was just coming with you. Yeah.
Radio.
So where's the footage of that old school disco game, which hasn't been played since about 85?
I used to play that at roller skating rink. It's
that's
really
right.
Good.
Limbo, how low could you go?
Byron's argument still holds weight.
Before they put on Agadoo-Doo.
apple carts for everyone.
Push by apple, shake a tree.
No, turn yourself off, mate.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Under the bridge.
We were having a chat about Prince William in a nightclub and somehow it got to the choice of music at the disco that he was at and there was a suggestion that perhaps this song was playing by Fifi. I just don't know that no. is a hot track.
Oh, I didn't say that. I said the roller skating rink.
Can we verify that the video isn't him dancing with a girl to that?
I'm suggesting that when Fev and I were going to roller rinks when we were kids, they were playing that song to the limbo.
Yeah.
But I agree, though. Prince William is a balding, pale Englishman. This is about as crazy as he would get.
Now, guys, as I mentioned yesterday on the show, I'm taking the Melton South boys up for a footy camp up at Yarrawonga.
The Panthers.
The Panthers, and we're playing against the Pigeons. So
you're playing a game. I thought it was a fun boys weekend.
Well, it's probably not much about the footy, but more about the bonding, as I told the boys yesterday after
the game. Bev will be in the goal square with a couple of cans
and a hot dog. I'll be able to have a beer at my bar. I haven't had a beer there yet. They've got a bar up in Yarrawonga at the footy ground, which will be nice.
That's the professional attitude we love from you, Fev.
And I'll get the assistant coach to coach while I watch and have a couple of frothies. No. So we did say some rules, camp rules.
Because you're all camping together at the camping ground?
Yeah, we're staying at a caravan park. So I did get the footy training and all the guys are like, oh, what are these bloody rules that Fifi said? Mm. And I said, well, I've got this on audio. So I played it to him.
You got your first rule, no drinking.
I'll be pissed before we get up there.
No showers.
I'll be naked and nude in the pool by two.
So the rules went down really well.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
That's right. Now, listen, what a big night on telly it was last night. 6:30, Channel 10, The Project, a must-see every night of the week.
You're on again.
But what a treat. No, I was on Tuesday night. Last night, our mate, Dave Thornton, sitting in Pete's chair, nailing it. Zingers left, right and centre, even having a chat with the PM, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull was on the desk. And a great question. Dave wanted to ask him how he went get into the project by train, and did he even pay?
Now, question, Malcolm.
Yes?
Big dog, be honest with me.
Yes, yes.
Do you pay for your ticket, or do you just go in a couple of stops?
Dave, and it's weird that he's not here right this second to gloat, because, I mean, it was a great performance. People were raving. He, I mean, not surprisingly, because he's a great comedian. It was funny. I mean, Pete Hellier was away. He was great.
I was so proud of him as his friend, dear friend. I was so proud to see him there on the big screen at home.
Rumour around Channel 10 is Pete got home real quick to fill that seat back up.
He was absolutely on fire. Now, you've said all that, Fief, and great. That's great. I'm sure that is, you know, what you've said there about it. We are just, in terms of the technology that we have that enables us to talk to your brain, just going to check. Just cross-check the things you've just said.
Why wouldn't what I'm saying be what I mean?
Connecting to Fifi's brain. Now connected. You can now hear Fifi's brain.
I'm surprised you got me. It's Friday. Easy checkout by now. But what's up?
Okay, so look.
Not the case. I work a full week.
You've shared your views on how you feel about Dave on the project. Very complimentary, Fief, which was great. I suppose we should just check.
Okay, let's be honest, guys. It was cute. It was cute. I didn't realise it was work experience day, but it's not. They gave the kid a chance. I think that's good. But I can tell you, if he sat at my desk or used my personalised foot spa, there will be hell to pay.
Okay. Fief, would you look forward to Dave ever being on the desk when you're actually on the show?
I was even thinking that while I was watching. I went, how much fun would it be one night if I was up one end of the desk and Dave was up the other? That'd be great fun.
It would be great fun. Someone's going to take my juice order. Like, that cafe is a bit of a walk and I do not want to do it.
I mean, look, the project had the Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, on the desk. Fief, you obviously weren't there last night. Dave was. Would there be anything you would have asked Malcolm Turnbull?
So much I would have asked him. So many things I would have covered. I might not have just asked him about how he got to the venue that evening. There are other things that I might have covered.
Sure.
Oh, hello. Oh, look, I'm a reporter now. Oh, look at all this.
Hang on, you're me.
Exactly. Sometimes I even wonder what my mouth is saying. All right, let's level with it. I would have gone, Malcolm, love the Armani suit. You smell terrific. Now, also, why did you take public transport? Why in the hell would you catch one of those things? Seriously, I didn't even talk to my driver. Why would you be there with a great unwashed?
Okay, thank you. That's Fifi's brain on the Fox.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Gorgeous and incredibly talented Zoe Foster-Blake has created this app. This is brilliant. I wish this was around when I was a bit younger and I was going through relationships and breaking up, because it's the breakup app. Now, picture this. You've just had your heart broken. Your boyfriend's just dumped you. And that moment, or moment, in my experience, it was that week you spent in bed and you couldn't move and you were so depressed and you didn't think you could go on. To have an app that helps you through it with the steps, I think this is such a wonderful service that Zoe's done for girls and guys, to be honest. It's called Breakup Boss. And, you know, I don't know, boys, I can only speak from a girl's experience, but that is true. And I remember my very first heartbreak.
Hey, before you go on, I know there is another app for anyone there that's good for breakups as well. It's called Tinder. And go on that. And it'll help you out no end.
I went through my very first heartbreak. My first boyfriend, we'd been together for about a year. I mean, that's not long really, is it? But when you're 18, that's an eternity.
Which one's this?
And we don't talk about him. Okay. Remember, Sonda really upset him to the point where he nearly...
Oh, he refused.
We tried to track him down.
He's not a fan of this show.
No, restraining orders.
Did you upgrade your MySpace account to single?
No, I didn't even have MySpace.
Yeah, did you put Avril Lavigne Skater Boy on it just to show how angry you were?
It was a really bad time in my life because, so I just left school. You know, school, you know, as much as you might hate it when you're there, it's sort of an institution. You turn up, you're in routines. So it was like the first few months out of school, I'm at uni, and let's be honest, that's just like turn up if you want school.
But Boxy, do you think because, like, you know, you were no longer captain, the allure wasn't there? Like, he'd left school and he was like, oh, God, she doesn't have the medals anymore. She's not the big dog.
Maybe. But anyway, and my mum was overseas at the time. And, you know, you need your mum through stuff like that too. And mum was always my rock. So I was by myself. And I remember it was so traumatizing. It was my first real, that feeling of isolation and desperation and rejection and all those emotions. And I just wish back then I had the advice I would give now. And I thought that we could do this 13, 10, 60 girls, even guys, it's not exclusive. What is the best breakup advice you've ever received? Because if we can share this advice, then maybe we're helping strengthen each other for the next heartbreak that we go through.
How do you reckon old Hamish Blake went when Zoe was sitting around and they're sitting with their beautiful little boy and, hey, hun, I've just written a book. Oh, no, I've got an app, sorry. It's best breakup advice. Yeah. You've got a bit, whoa.
Can you imagine Hamish? I think I'm going to develop an app called a prenup.
We'll see how we go with this.
Hame would know it's all retrospective. Zoe's sure. Learned a lot and she's applying it. But I think this is good. This is, let's use this like a forum, like a chat board. Like, let's put in all the best bits of advice and then let's try and remember them for the next time we get our hearts broken.
Okay, good. 13, 10, 60
is
our number.
Who would have thought we'd have the first Blake we're talking about on radio would be Zoe and not Hamish?
Oh, you mean this year?
This year? Are they coming back?
They are coming back.
They're coming back.
In about 10 days.
They're coming back soon.
Miss them.
13, 10,
Fifi, Dave, Bev and Byron.
And we're talking about this brilliant app that a good friend of ours, Zoe Foster-Blake, has come up with. It is the Breakup Boss. And it's an app that when you're having a heartbreak in your life, someone's dumped you and you go into that fetal position of how do I go on, this has all the tips and all the advice to get you through it. And I was thinking, while we're here as a forum, we've got everybody listening, we've got these microphones, why don't we share some great breakup tips so that if any of us ever go through a breakup again, we'll have these as kernels of wisdom.
Just before the break, Fife, you were saying how you know, when you first got out of school and you went to uni and you'd broken up with your one of your past boyfriends and you said, you know, you're pretty upset. Is that why now, like in later life, you never break up? You just,
just disappear.
That will never happen again.
I think I'd have to see a psychologist before we got to the bottom of all of that. It's interesting though, isn't it? I don't like a breakup.
I've got a few on speed dial.
I'd much rather the fizzling out of a relationship than an actual breakup. Karina in Point Cook. Hi, Karina.
Hi.
Karina, what is the best bit of breakup advice you ever heard or that you could share?
To focus on all the things that you really just didn't like about that person.
Right, the negatives. So if they've got bad feet or they ate their food with their mouth open, those things.
Yeah, that and cheated on you. You can focus on arrogance too, because sometimes it's their ego boost that they're kind of looking for.
You're cultivating the hate.
Doesn't seem like the most positive approach, but it's certainly one that has worked for Karina.
Yeah, that's a great bit of advice. No, it is. It's not about, you don't go out and spread that to other people. It's for your own, in your own head. You go, don't. Because we do, we tend to idolise and they go up in our estimation, your exes, and they're up on a pedestal. No, drag them down.
I'll be slightly serious at this point in time.
Yeah.
Drag them down into the gutter they deserve to be.
Friday fun one.
All your exes are built to make sure that your current partner looks great. That's what I always reckon.
True. That's good.
I always look
it?
Back on and just go, well, that's just another one of them.
There are some you look back and you go, well, maybe they were better than you realised. The one that got away, you do
better than your current ones.
Wow. No, I didn't say that. Jess from Tullamarine. Hi, Jess. You misunderstood
Hello.
What I said. Jess, what's the best bit of breakup advice you ever heard?
That the best way to get over someone old is to get under someone new.
Oh, there you go. Hey.
Do you know what?
I don't understand. Jess, Twister? What do you mean?
Jess, has that worked for you?
Right hand on red.
It's effective. It's very effective.
Wow. Oh, hello.
Okay. Well, we are all about sharing advice. So no, there we go. There's some more from Jess. Thank you, Jess.
Sharing something else.
Olivia in Doncaster. Hi, Olivia.
Hi.
Olivia, best piece of breakup advice you ever had?
Okay, so the best piece of advice I got was from my old best friend who is now with my ex-boyfriend. And the advice she gave me was just wing it.
Just wing it?
Just wing it.
Just wing life in general?
Yeah. So now they're just winging it together.
Just wing it.
Really worked
Hang
out.
On, who's winging it together?
Apparently so.
Who's winging it together?
So Olivia's best friend said just wing it and then took her boyfriend. So it's horrendous. It's a horrible situation.
Would you say that she just used the distraction method there? Left her with a fairly ambiguous sentiment and then ran off with the bow?
Yeah, that's what happened.
That's like... That's the worst piece of advice you were ever given, Olivia.
I thought it was, you know, a bit tip-top's the one at the start. But
yeah, no. Not at all. Hey, friends, stop taking your friends' boyfriends.
That's good advice.
Yeah, Thank you.
Good stuff.
Happy with that.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Now, boys, you know it's been a big year in the Box household because Trix has started three-year-old kinder. So twice a week I lose her for 3 hours. Oh, it's very difficult.
Well, she's gaining education either way.
Well,
you can look at it differently.
Well, Dave, you say that, and this is what I wanted to bring to light. So yesterday I picked her up from three-year-old kindy. And she got in the car and I get excited because I want to know what she's discovered out in the big wide world and what she's learned. So when I said to her, Trix, sweetheart, what did you learn at kindy today? And this is what she said. You can understand my concern.
Learning a new language.
What's happened?
What is that?
So I said to her, darling, what are you doing? What language is this? And she just kept doing it. Like for an hour, she kept speaking this language that she's made up.
Was her switch in reverse? Like, have you got her programmed to go the other way?
Well, I don't know, but it sounds like a language, doesn't it?
I did sound like she said Nazi Goreng.
Did it?
In there.
Is that what you took from it?
I heard Nazi Goreng. I'm like, obviously she had some rice. In free time, away from mummy.
Has she been on an end-of-season trip to Bali with it?
But she winds me up because I'm like, okay, sweetheart, stop doing that. Tell me, what did you do at kinder today?
And you just get a bit of... in fairness, her mother is very fluent in the language of Uvagu. And I think, you know, maybe there's
a... Uvagu, Navagav.
Oh yeah, now that's obviously a language.
That's where it's come from. Well done.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Who is the biggest Favola?
Beef, it's based on 10's hit show, The Biggest Loser, Transform, Sunday to Wednesday on 10. Of course, we've got our own version, The Biggest Favola. Brendan versus his brother, Jason, two-week challenge.
Yes, we've got two brothers in front of us, both recognising that they wanted to improve their health and fitness. So over a two-week period, we assessed their body fat percentage from where they started to where they've ended today. Now, you're standing in front of me, boys. Is your relationship as brothers in good form? Is it intact after what you've gone through over the last 2 weeks?
Yeah.
I'll probably
turn your mic on, Jace.
Yeah, we'll work that out. Keep talking to Brendan.
That's okay. We sometimes make mistakes in the studio, Jace, and Byron just made a mistake, but that's okay. We'll fix it and we'll get on, won't we, mate? Byron, yeah, we'll be sweet.
Watch this.
Anyway,
there he is, see?
I know Jason.
Now I'd like to hear from Jace.
No, Jace was going really well, and he actually looked after our kids on Sunday, and he came over on Monday, and I tried to fatten him up with some Chinese, but
did the old stir fry, nice healthy option.
Yeah, I got him some vegetarian stir fry, and then tried to give him some beef and black bean. Didn't want it. I'm like, you're really good.
The other
really
morning, you woke up and had dumplings, and Jace came in here with a green juice.
Yeah, he's done well.
He's done very well. And you look amazing, Jace. Whoever wins this. You look incredible. So here we go, guys. You can see in front of me, I have the trophy, the Fifi Day Fev and Byron Biggest Favola Trophy. As you said, Fev, it looks very reminiscent of the Grand Final Cup, Premiership Cup.
Yes,
it's
does.
It's a pretty solid trophy.
Do I take it now? Or?
So
another
here we
one
go.
He won't win.
I'm going to...
Ow!
I'm going to reveal...
There's no
the
wooden
win.
Spoon there. What the...
Oh, come on.
Now Dave's at it.
Okay.
That's good. I like it.
Guys... You stand before me, two brothers.
Oh, God, please. What are you doing?
You're not Ryan Seacrest.
What are you
build it.
Doing?
Build it.
This is
going
to find my family.
Come on. One of these brothers deserves this, and he's lived a life where he's earned this moment.
Jace is going, just build it.
Just okay. Really pump it up.
You stand
and
before me.
And our pop is listening.
What's
too.
Your
so
pop's
g'day,
name?
Pop. Les.
Les,
so g'day, Les.
You've got two wonderful grandsons. We enjoy them both enormously, and they stand before us at the moment, two men that have had their own struggles and their own challenges over the last 2 weeks. But one has come out and shall be crowned king. The biggest favola is Jason!
Yeah!
Congratulations, Jace. You may not have a Coleman medal, but look what you've got there, my friend. Fev's just given his brother a big kiss.
Oh, gee, you
it's
wish you're on
moment.
Facebook Live right now seeing these. The visions of this is very low budget. There's a glitter cannon of some sort. No, wow.
Don't say that, mate. It's like in Star of the Century when someone won a Volvo. It is crazy.
Let me just say that it was a very challenging 2 weeks, and Jace has obviously done really well. He's lost 9 kilos in 2 weeks, which is... bloody great.
Feels like a marathon.
Isn't it? 2.6 kilos of fat, which is what we were looking at.
Which is amazing.
Yeah. And you lost 1 kilo of fat. And so well done, yeah.
Jeez, that's quite surprising. But yeah. The thing, the competition is, guys, and I'm very proud and very happy that Jason's taken it out, but it's transformation.
We finally got the second glitter cannon to
it's
fire off.
It's transformation. It's not
extremely
just about,
delayed.
It's not just about weight loss. And if you do watch this show on Channel 10, I've transformed, guys.
Have you?
Are
you?
Because... I like a Macca's drive-through on the way to footy training.
Sure.
And I usually order 2 McChickens, yeah. Large chips with gravy
to another fast food
and
outlet.
A Coke. But you know what I ordered?
What did you get?
A wrap and a water.
Oh,
good on you.
So I'm actually taking things a bit serious where I'm worrying about what I'm eating. So it has actually transformed me. I mightn't have lost the weight, but I'm watching what I'm eating, and that's what this thing was all about.
Little changes. You're right, Fev. And you know what this was also about? Definitely Jace being the king of the favolas today.
Yes, he
but
is.
But also, somebody else has won $5,000. So up next, find out once somebody listening right now to the radio station is going to win $5,000.
Hurtfully for Fev, it's someone who tipped Jason to win.
I hope it's me, because I voted for him.
hey guys, when that person calls in, do you reckon we should get a popper and set it off 3 minutes after they find out?
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Who is the biggest favola?
Emotional scenes here at the studios of Fox FM. The biggest favola is Jason Favola defeating Brendan in a 2-week body transformation challenge. Jason, of course, Brendan's younger brother, in great shape. Well done. The body fat percentages, the scan data was outstanding. It was a pretty good win, but Fev also had some gains, so well done to both of them, Fee.
Yes,
no
now
loss.
We did say...
Or some gains in terms of what he has gained from the experience.
Yeah.
But
now,
loss in terms
say.
Of... Yes.
Good say.
We did say, though, the whole journey that we would give $5,000 to whoever picked the right team to follow. Now, obviously, if you back Jace and thought he was going to end up the biggest favola, right now you stand to win $5,000. So we have a number here, a mobile number we're about to call.
Yep.
Byron, punch in the numbers.
Hurtfully, 70% of all contestants...
We've got green.
Hello?
Jordan, you've won $5,000! Woohoo! Congratulations! Well done, Jordan. Did you believed in Jace the way we did, didn't you, Jordan?
Yes. Oh, my God. I'm so excited about coming. Thank you, Liz. That's crazy.
Oh, I know. Fev, anything you'd like to say to the woman who had no faith in you?
Congratulations, Jordan. You picked the right brother.
This is amazing. This is
$5,000. You're going to say thank you to Jason because he did the hard work.
Is it too early to say she only gets 2.5?
Yeah.
What's your address? I'll be around shortly.
Good work. Jordan has won that $5,000. Can you bring yourself to thank Jason, please?
Thank you very much, Jason. $5,000.
Surely you're taking me for all you can eat ribs or something.
He's learnt nothing from the experience. Well done.
And some salad, sorry.
Jordan, we're just told by our producers, has gone through on her own transformation as well. And where are you going to put some of this money? Not to Jason, he was just joking. How are you going to use some of this money?
I want to do like a 12-week body transformation and get a personal trainer. Like, my sister's getting married in Bali in May, so really would like to look nice.
Oh, Jordan, you look amazing.
Well,
and you've done a great job. Well done. Well deserved $5,000.
Great stuff.
Yeah, well done, Jordan. Well, we've got the big fella in here, the winner of the biggest favola. If anyone needs any animals or pests killed, call Rent-A-Kill.
just pests, no animals. Just
oh, just pests.
Just pests. Yeah. We're not into pet killing.
He's not coming out taking out your Labrador. Like
rats is an animal, isn't it? No.
Somehow promotion for Channel 10's Biggest Loser turned into a plug for Rent-A-Kill.
Well, he's done the hard yards. No, good stuff. Give him a good plug, Rent-A-Kill. Best salesperson in Australia.
Number one. Great stuff, Jason. Congratulations, mate. He's a winner.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Not a man to let anything slide. President Donald Trump has used his Twitter account to take a swipe at rapper Snoop Dogg. Did you see this, Fev?
Yes.
Days after the release of Snoop's satirical musical video in which the rapper, he points a toy gun, if you haven't seen it, at a clown dressed like Mr. Trump. Fair enough, Mr. Trump, he tweeted, can you imagine the outcry?
Oh, hello.
Hello. Oh, gosh, he's here.
He's actually listening to what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Mr. Trump, are you there?
Yes, I am here, and I am pretty annoyed, Missy.
I know. I was actually just about to defend you, but I figure you can defend yourself, can't you?
Oh, yeah. I'm a little annoyed. Oh, yeah. I can't believe Snoop Dizzle, my homie, my OG, dissed the dear Trizzle in his own hood.
I mean, I honestly thought even though this was fictitious, I mean, showing a mock shooting of a president, I think that's in bad taste.
What? No, I'm not annoyed about that. I was annoyed I wasn't invited to film the clip with him. Like, I'm an actor, I'm a performer, I'm a very good performer, I'm a presenter, I got skills.
So that's the only thing that annoys you?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I thought, me and the Snoop Dizzle, we had some history. You know, like, he roasted me in my Comedy Central special, and people said it was the best roast ever. Because thanks to my orange skin, it actually looked like I'd been roasted.
I understand you're annoyed, Mr. President, but don't you think there are bigger things to care about?
Nope. As a matter of fact, I put all my presidential duties on hold to write some banging rhymes in rebuttal to what Snoop Dizzle did to me. So strap in, peeps. Here we go. Okay, Trizzle about to drop some rhymes. Roses are red, violets are blue. I'm very good at writing rhymes. Okay, that's as far as I got.
Mr. Trump, I mean, that's not a very good rap.
I'll have to stop you there, Missy, because I'm a very good rapper. My main influence was the greatest MC of all time, the Doctor.
Dr. Dre?
No, Dr. Zeus. I love him. And Melania reads it to me every night, okay? Who could think of that? A cat with a hat on. That stuff blew my freaking mind apart. It gets me so excited when I read it at night, I have to wear my big boy pull-up diapers to bed because sometimes I go pee-pee.
Okay, thank you. That's President Trump there. Thanks so much for joining us.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron. Is it amazing? Yes, it's amazing.
Never heard it before. It's where someone tells a story that they believe they think could be amazing and worth retelling, and then everyone here just lets them know whether or not you should, maybe even give them advice on how to improve the story.
We call ourselves the Levelers. It's a good tool if you are thinking about heading out this weekend, maybe a dinner party, you want to meet up with your mates at the pub, you think I've got a cracking story. Run it by us first. We'll tell you where the bits you need to put a bit of mayo on, the bits that maybe aren't as successful. So it's about truthfulness, honesty, and being blunt.
And then we'll tell them how to lie.
Yeah. Yes.
That's the job of the Levelers, guys.
But sometimes, don't get us wrong, and sometimes you can sneak a story past us, and we go, yes, that is an amazing story.
Great.
I've got one for you to kick it off.
Well, here we go.
Here we go. You will love this. Fev, yesterday you told a story. Don't get me wrong, it was a great story. It wasn't necessarily amazing. You told a story about how many years ago, you were accused of urinating on a shop window.
Yeah, it's a great story.
No, it's a great story. The story itself, though, might not have made it into Is It Amazing? It was a cracking story. But what is going to make this amazing is, Fev, do you realise that that incident happened how many years ago?
You're really owning this.
Nine years ago. To today, Fev.
Yeah, I know, because it was Grand Prix weekend back then. But I said that yesterday.
No. Yeah, I know you did, but can I just take you back to how amazing that is that you told the story 9 years to the day that it happened?
What are the odds? That's unbelievable.
But when I said that story, I said that this was to the day.
Nearly. Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Did you hear that?
Because it was like Grand Prix, because it was a Grand Prix weekend. And
so that's why he told it. Yeah, so the very thing, why, yeah. the very reason.
But anyway,
you think, yes, we haven't done our research.
You know your story then. That's not amazing. Your story then wasn't amazing.
No, but the very reason Fee thought it was amazing was the reason Fev actually told the story in the first place.
Yeah, the smoke coming out of her ears. Okay, let's play a song and get.
I've got
some
another
callers.
Good one.
Okay.
When my car broke down last week, remember? And I was at I was right next to a mechanic, and there was a taxi on the other side of me. No, that was amazing.
You already told that one. Yeah. Oh. 13 10 60. Give us a call right now with your amazing stories. Now, it was amazing when you told it the first time. It was very, very good.
Well,
13 10 60 is the number. Give us a call right now with your amazing stories.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron. Is it amazing? Yes, it's amazing.
Thanks for all your calls. We have amazing stories ready to go. Or are they? You guys will be the judges.
Melbourne is full of great storytellers. Some great hidden gems are out there and we are here to uncover them. Anita from Hoppers Crossing. Hi, Anita.
Hi, how are you going?
Really well, Anita. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you too.
Now, Anita, tell us this amazing story.
It's a pretty funny story, actually.
Oh, we're looking for amazing, not funny. So.
No, it is amazing. It is amazing. I was leaving my place and there was a guy hanging around the street for about 20 minutes. Anyway, so when I left, I thought, stuff this, I'm going to call the police. So I called the police while I was driving and to let them know there was someone hooning. Anyway, I turned the corner and while I was on the phone to the police, I didn't see, but there was another police car behind me and they pulled me over for talking on my phone. I know, right?
Yeah.
And anyway, so I pulled over and I was talking to the police that I've just been pulled over by police for talking on my phone. So I pulled over. the police came up to my window. And so I put my finger up, like, hang on, like I'm talking. And so they're waiting at the window. So I said to the police on the phone, hang on, I'll put you onto the officer here so you can explain the situation. So I put my window down, explained the situation, gave my phone with the police on it to speak to the other police. And they spoke to them and sorted out the situation. And they said, right, we're not going to give you a ticket. We're actually going to go and check out the hooner.
Well, so you got off. Well done.
Yeah, so I didn't get a ticket, but the police on the phone sent the other police to go and...
Okay, Anita, that's a great story, but if you're telling that at a party, I reckon you put a bit of GST on and say you got a ticket.
Really?
Yeah, because it sounds heaps better. You got a ticket.
And you got out of the ticket.
No, it's like, oh, well, it's obvious because she was.
I got away with talking on the phone and not getting a ticket.
Anita, I'm with you. I think that's much better, Anita's ending.
It sounds as though, from the varying reports, I think this is what we need to give it.
It's so close to amazing, but just needs a little twist bit at the end.
Yes. Okay. Exactly. Nailed that.
Do you want to know the twist that I would put on it? What? I'd go, it was me mate, and they weren't an officer, but they acted like one and got me off the ticket.
Yes, it's amazing.
I'll know that if I ever get pulled over on the phone. I'd be like, Mum, act like you're the constable. Here you go.
Anita, we're off to a cracking start. Over to Mark in Keilor. Hi, Mark.
How you doing, guys?
We're great, Mark. Okay, you're in good spirits, so that's always good for storytelling. What's your amazing story?
Driving home, peak hour traffic on the Calder, midweek, had bucket loads of 50s and $100 bills hit my windscreen while I was driving home, pulled over, pocketed about $2,500, handed it into the police, and got it back 9 days before Christmas.
Yes!
That's a great story.
Straight away!
Where did it come from?
Yeah!
Don't know where it came from, but there are other guys picking it up. They reckon they got about $20,000. And I was picking it up for about 4 hours.
Do you know why I love Mark's story? Because it was quick, to the point, and bang.
Unbelievable.
But $20,000 would have been really amazing.
he got $2,500 before Christmas.
Yeah, some other guy got 20.
Yeah, no, you know what Fee's thinking? I don't get out of my car for $2,500.
Great story, Mark. We gave it an amazing bit. I think Fee phrases a good point. Maybe just leave out the end bit about other people getting more money than you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, really finished on a low note.
Maladen from Pakenham. Hi, Maladen.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Maladen, I love your name. I can't stop saying it. Maladen.
Oh, thanks.
That's awesome.
That's amazing.
Maladen, tell us your amazing story.
So 9 years ago, on the 16th of March, I went to see the Formula One. My favourite band was playing there that time, Kiss. Upon leaving, my wife gave us a call just after she finished her baby shower. So it was hot that day. We went to Lamont Chapel with my mate and went to have a kebab and a Coke before we headed off home, and we got a phone call again. She's in labour. So my mate panicked. He goes, what are we going to do? I said, let's just finish what we're doing, have our feed and head home safely. So we went to the Casey Hospital, and my wife, you know, they said she's not going to give birth yet and what have you. So they transferred her over to Dandenong. That next morning on the 17th of March, which is St. Patrick's Day, the same day as what, you know, 9 years ago, Brendan took a leak on the window.
Yeah.
Same day.
My son was born on that day. So, and then my in-laws and my wife are Scottish, and it was kind of ironic that, you know, he was born on St. Patrick's Day.
There's a lot going on here.
Did you call him Pee-Pee?
No, I didn't call him Pee-Pee. We called him Stefan. So, not Brendan, Stefan. And we should have called him Brendan because we went to school together.
Oh, yes, there's a lot.
Oh, did we?
Melanin, can I just start by saying, I loved it. And you got a lot out there. I thought it was a great story. I am now going to have to pass over to Dave, though. Some things you'd like to pick up on, Dave.
I'm not looking for some holes in this. But St. Patrick is the patron saint of Ireland, not Scotland.
Milan, I'm so happy for you. Can I say, though, the only thing when you started off the story by saying your favourite band, Kiss, were playing, I was just waiting for the bit where you bumped into Gene Simmons.
I was 3 metres away from Gene Simmons.
Okay, I will give it.
And Dave, to catch you up on a point, Aladdin and myself were educated at Hallam High, so we probably thought St. Pat's Day was Scottish.
Egg on my face.
Thanks
educated.
So much. Good work, Aladdin. Thank you, mate.
Thank you.
Dickie knees back.
We're out of here.
Uncle Favola. Uncle Favola. What's going on?
That catch up was put together by Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron. Four of the biggest names in radio. Four of the biggest brands are on offer at Mantello Motor Group's 72-hour sale. Come trade in your current car with a $2,000 minimum trade-in.